The very first Maryland Cyber Challenge and Conference is now enrolling teams. Science Applications International Corporation, you know it as SAIC, and the University of Maryland Baltimore County have teamed up for the Maryland Cyber Challenge and Conference. They're calling it MDC3. Rick Forno is one of the planners of MDC3 and is UMBC's graduate program director of the cybersecurity program.
The conference is a two-day event in late October that will appeal to professionals in the cybersecurity industry as well as the general public, small businesses, and students. Overarching that, or running concurrently with the conference, is the Maryland Cyber Challenge. And that is a multi-division event comprised of high school students, college students, and professionals who will be competing in cybersecurity war games, for want of a better term.
And do they compete with one another, inter-levels, or just within each level?
Each level will compete independently of the other divisions, and they are competing against a red team run by the exercise coordinator. So they're not competing against themselves, or they're not attacking each other. They're attacking a third party, a neutral third party that's part of the exercise.
And give us an idea of the types of cyber problems they'll be attacking.
At the high school level, we are looking at creating awareness and knowledge of securing systems. So the high schoolers will be defending their systems from third parties attacking them. So they will be graded on how well they patch their systems, keep their systems current, and communicate as a team in responding to suspicious activity and then problems as they occur. Teamwork is a huge component for this competition. At the collegiate and professional levels, they will also be doing defensive activities, but also there will be some offensive, what we call capture the flag activity, where they will be a try to attack the red team, the opponent, and score points against those who are attacking them. So it's both offensive and defensive at the higher levels.
I know you're enrolling people to participate now. Who is eligible and how can they get involved?
You can visit the challenge's website, which is www.mdc3.org, and there's full information there. But students of high school or college students, teams of up to six people, can enroll. Companies can send six people from their company, or there can be a couple of different companies coming together as a single team.
And when you add it all up, and all the teams have done their work, what is the takeaway for, say, the government and the participants and for UMBC?
Well, the primary goal is to foster interest in cybersecurity and STEM education in general, and show that Maryland is the epicenter of cybersecurity for the country, and essentially, develop that pipeline of up-and-coming professionals. It also allows current practitioners and professionals to, show off what they can do and have a little bit of fun, get some bragging rights as well. The students, those who win at the high school and collegiate level will receive scholarship money, and those at the professional level will receive a lump sum cash payment that the team can distribute as they see fit. Cybersecurity is obviously a critical need for the country, for the state of Maryland, for the world. We need professionals who are up and coming, who are trained and know how to think and act in this very unconventional operating environment that we live in. So the purpose of the challenge is to, identify that talent, give them an opportunity to demonstrate their skills, learn about cybersecurity as a career field or an educational field, and possibly decide, hey, this is for me. I'd like to pursue this, in college or beyond.
You're also the graduate program director for the cybersecurity program. Are you seeing more interest in the field of cybersecurity? Because we keep hearing about how the pool is just not as deep as they'd like it to be.
And that's a problem all over, and especially in Maryland, as I said, where we are the epicenter of cybersecurity. From my point of view here at UMBC, we're seeing significant interest in our program in cybersecurity education and training in general. And at the risk of sounding like a marketer, it's good to be able to offer these educational and training opportunities to help build that pipeline. I mean, the need is there. I mean, Maryland has some very high-profile cybersecurity organizations. We need to meet their employment needs as well as those of others in the state as well.
We're talking with Rick Forno. He is the graduate program director of the cybersecurity program at UMBC, and he is one of the planners for the Maryland Cyber Challenge and Conference.
And do you think it's possible to educate people in cybersecurity in such a way that they are not so dependent on current technology and not so dependent on the current threats? Because this is an area that changes so quickly.
Yes, I mean, that's a very good point. Cybersecurity for many years and a lot of the present activity is still, you know, done in hindsight. It's reactive and we're looking at the past threats and the past vulnerability as we try to move ahead. The goal of a lot of the educational opportunities that we offer in the UMBC program and others is to foster people who understand history but can apply those lessons learned and be adaptable and able to adapt to future threats and future challenges and not always be looking in the rearview mirror.
Now, this cyber challenge is going to be going on in Baltimore this October. You're looking to enroll people now, and you're even reaching out on places like Facebook to get more people involved, right?
Yes, we are. I mean, if you visit the main website, mdc3.org, you can find links to our Facebook and Twitter feeds, and we're doing outreach through email and to the various schools, school districts, and schools to get interest and generate interest and get teams.
And do you find that federal agencies come kind of looking at the people for filling the positions that they say they have trouble filling all the time?
We would love to be able to have federal agencies see the students participating and competing. And who knows? I mean, they may give them jobs on the way out. Who knows?
And by the way, how do you know when someone's won a cybersecurity challenge? What constitutes winning?
Well, the system itself, the cybersecurity environment, it's actually a product from SAIC called CyberNexus. There is a built-in scorekeeper, and the scorekeeper is automated, and it takes a variety of factors into consideration, from how long a system remains vulnerable, how quickly it's patched or fixed, how well the teams communicate in identifying potential problems and responding to the problems. So it's not just technical evaluation. It's the technical is part of it, but also how well they work as a team, how well they communicate things, how well they detect anomalies that may be nothing or they may be something. And there are various weights that are involved to the score. So it's a very complicated scoring process. It's done automatically by our scoring system.
Interesting. You've mentioned the teamwork and the need for the communication among the team members quite a bit during this interview. This is critical, huh?
It's very critical. I hear from employers all the time that they want professionals who, yes, they're very good at a technical level, but unless they can work well as a team, as part of a company or organization, they may not be as attractive of a candidate. So we always try to encourage the softer skills in everything we do in fostering cybersecurity professionals.
Rick Forno is UMBC's Graduate Program Director of the Cybersecurity Program and is active in planning the inaugural Maryland Cyber Challenge and Conference.